Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is naturopathic physician Jacqueline Villalobos, originally from El Paso, Texas, now living in La Mesa, New Mexico. She is returning to the Southwest after living in Oregon for 20 years and is here to bring awareness of naturopathic medicine to our communities. Naturopathy is a form of alternative medicine using a wide variety of natural treatments. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having me, Emily.
You're welcome. How long have you been a naturopathic physician?
I've been in practice since 2000, so 15 years.
And where did you study?
I studied at the National College of Naturopathic Medicine in Portland, Oregon. That's why I moved to Portland. It's a four-year graduate-level medical school. We have training very similar to MDs. We get all the basic sciences, and we also get extensive training in nutrition, actually more nutrition training than a registered dietitian, 200 hours of nutrition, homeopathy, herbalism, lifestyle counseling, pharmacy, minor surgery. So we're a family practice doc with the ability to prescribe if we want to, but we try to address first the natural treatments. Graduates of four-year naturopathic medical schools are required to take board exams before they're licensed. By the way, I was the chairman of the nutrition part of the board exam for the last 10 years. Nutrition is truly my passion. That's the thing I love to teach and learn about the most. I'm kind of a foodie and a food geek.
Now, you studied in Albuquerque first. What was your study there?
I went to UNM and I studied economics and I minored in Spanish.
So why did you select naturopathic medicine?
I was actually studying herbal medicine here in Las Cruces in 1990 with Chirona Lowdog, who is now one of the directors of the integrative medicine program with Andrew Weil in Arizona. But this was before Chirona was an MD. She had an herbal practice here in Las Cruces, and she had an herbal school. So I took her class just for the fun of it, and my heart sang when I learned all this herbal medicine. And I decided I wanted to make a profession of it. So I looked for a career that included hard science diagnostics and the natural therapies. And that's what naturopathic medicine is. I did some pre-med classes because my BA had been in economics, so I had to catch up, do the pre-med stuff, and then I started my naturopathic education in 1995 and graduated in 2000.
Well, let's find out what naturopathy is. Give us your definition.
Naturopathic medicine is a beautiful marriage of allopathic medicine, which is what you think of when you go to your doctor, to your MD, and traditional therapeutics. So naturopathic medicine, we use diagnostic tools like physical exam, lab diagnosis. We might order x-rays or MRIs or, you know, other diagnostic tools. And then when we know what we're dealing with, when a diagnosis has been arrived at, then we try to first address the cause. That's one of the principles of naturopathic medicine, is treat the cause. We also do the least harmful therapeutic first. So perhaps dietary changes, lifestyle changes, herbs, homeopathy, water therapies, similar to limpiezas that they do here in traditional medicine.
Cleansings.
Right. And so that's what naturopathic medicine is. We're a family practice doc who has training in alternative and allopathic treatments.
Now, you've come back after 20 years of living in Oregon. Are you able to practice here in New Mexico?
Not the way I practiced in Oregon. In Oregon, I was working in a federally qualified health center, and I had a DEA number, and I was licensed to practice medicine in Oregon. There are 17 states in the United States that license naturopathic physicians as primary care docs. So in Oregon, I was meeting people where they were at. If a patient is on prescription medications and that's what they'd like, well, then I would prescribe a prescription medication. If they were willing and able, I would offer them lifestyle changes, diet changes, maybe sleep pattern changes. So just looking at their whole life and see how their current habits are contributing to their condition. So one of the differences in how I'll practice here, because New Mexico is one of the states that does not license naturopathic physicians. And that's okay because I didn't really want to prescribe medication anymore anyway. So here in New Mexico, I intend to do a lot of nutrition education, even out in the communities. And when people come to me for a consultation, I will try and help them discover the cause of their issues and give them some lifestyle coaching and dietary advice and maybe even educate them about what herbs and supplements might help them.
And you did mention that you got a degree in Spanish, so you'll be able to help a lot of the rural communities where Spanish is the primary language.
That's right. That's actually been my personal mission, is to serve the underserved, especially Latinos. And I live in La Mesa, and I'm starting my pro bono work will be to offer some nutrition classes at some of the churches in the valley. There'll be nutrition classes at San Jose in La Mesa, San Miguel, San Pedro, which is in Del Cerro, and Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Mezquite.
Let's go back to some of the definitions. And what are some of the misconceptions about naturopathic medicine?
Some of the misconceptions, people think that if it's natural, it's safe. And that's not always true. There are herbs that are very powerful. Herbs are powerful medications, and they can harm you. For instance, licorice root, which is a wonderful herb with many applications, can cause you to retain water. Or if you're taking certain medications, you shouldn't combine them with licorice root. This is an area where naturopathic physicians rule, where we have expertise. We know about the herb-drug interactions in a way that many traditional healers don't, because we use both the herbs and the drugs. Some of the other misconceptions include the cost. Many states, insurance reimbursement is not available for naturopathic medicine. It was in Oregon, and it's not here. Personally, I intend to make it affordable by doing more groups and just offering more affordable prices that people in the rural communities can afford to come and have a one-on-one consultation if they need it.
Tell me a little bit of how, when you went to Oregon, you started out, it was a very small office, and then it's now expanded to quite a large organization.
Right. So I did some of my internship at the Virginia Garcia Memorial Health Center in Cornelius, Oregon. And when I graduated from school, they hired me. When I started there in 2000, there were 50 employees, and I worked there for 15 years. And when I left there, there were 500 employees. And among those employees were MDs, nurse practitioners, PAs, physician assistants, and naturopathic doctors. There were also acupuncturists. Actually, one of the naturopaths there also has her Doctor of Oriental Medicine. That's an option in the naturopathic education. And Virginia Garcia Memorial Health Center was created to serve the migrant farm workers. The little girl, Virginia Garcia, was a six-year-old migrant farm worker who died from a foot wound because her parents didn't understand the English-speaking doctor. So the clinic was committed to serving the underserved in a culturally appropriate way. So most of the docs are bilingual, and there are programs in English and in Spanish, including parenting classes, and I offered nutrition classes, and I was also a primary care doc there.
So that's something that you'd like to do for our rural communities in this area. So with the classes that you're going to be offering, or the talks, when will they start?
They start in June. June 4, we'll have our first one at San Jose Catholic Church in La Mesa. There's a hall next to the church. And then the next week we'll be in San Miguel. The same class will be repeated in each of the churches, 7 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. on Thursdays for the month of June. And then we'll do a different class the month of July and so on.
Then in San Pedro Mission, you'll be there on the 18th of June, and then in Mezquite on the 24th. Is this a one-time, or are you planning to do this monthly?
We're going to be doing it monthly, and it's not just going to be a lecture. These classes really turn into discussions, because everybody has knowledge. And so I try to glean the knowledge of the community, and people tend to learn more from their colleagues or their peers than from the doctor.
So there'll be more like a plática, a discussion, a talk.
Right,
within
exactly.
Friends.
Right, right. Some of the other misconceptions about natural medicine include people think that if they're taking natural medicines, they don't need to tell their doctors. And that's a mistake. Many MDs and allopathic doctors are getting more training in natural medicine, and they need to know what you're taking, because they'll also know, some of them will know, if there are side effects or drug interactions, drug-herb interactions.
Is this sort of like a curandera, a healer?
Right. It is similar to a curandera, actually. And I'm planning to make my practice here in New Mexico more like a curandera, because spirit is a big part of health. And one of the jokes I made with friends is I'm going to be curandera sin huevo. That means a shaman without the egg. So I won't do the rituals of curanderismo, but I do address the spiritual component, and I do look very much at how a person's relationships and stresses and sustos, which are shocking experiences, affect their health now. So yeah, I will be a natural, modern curandera.
And are there several that are you aware of here in the Southwest?
Curanderismo is big in the Southwest, and I haven't met any of the curanderas, but I look forward to it. I look forward to meeting the other alternative practitioners, herbalists and acupuncturists and midwives and curanderas and lots of other folks. I just moved here a month ago.
So there's still time to meet a lot of people, because right. There's a lot going on in the Southwest with that.
There is. And in Las Cruces, I'm so pleased to know how open and progressive Las Cruces is to alternative medicine.
Now, I don't know if curandismo has principles of their work, but I know that in naturopathic medicine, you have 6 principles.
Right. The principles of naturopathic medicine include, first, do no harm, which all doctors take that vow. We also look strongly at the healing power of nature. It's called the vis medicatrix natura, which I refer to as God and the spirit within us that's strong and vital. One of our principles is identify and treat the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. If you have a stomach ache, I'm not just going to give you Prilosec. Maybe your stomach ache is due to stress. Maybe it's due to eating too fast. So we'll try and figure things out and treat you differently depending on what we discover. Doctor as teacher is another of the principles. We really believe that if people are informed about how their bodies work and how their lifestyles and diet affect them, they'll make better choices. And so we educate. Treating the whole person is another of the principles, because you're not just a stomach and liver. You're a mind and a spirit. You're in relationship. And so we look at all of that. And then prevention, which thankfully the National Institutes of Health are recognizing the importance of prevention, and not just PAPS, but preventing obesity through education and that sort of thing. So that's where I'm focusing here in New Mexico, is prevention through education.
And where can somebody reach you?
I'll have my private practice in La Mesa. I can be reached by phone at 971-409-0603 or by email at jackiev.jv@gmail.com. And these will be posted on the website, yes?
Yeah, along with the schedule of classes that you'll be giving in the rural communities in
Great.
San Jose, in La Mesa, San Miguel, Mezquite, and Vado, right?
Perfect.
Thank you very much for joining me on Puentes to talk to us about naturopathic medicine and sort of take away some of those misconceptions.
Thank you for having me, Emily. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to being part of this community.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining me. Jacqueline Villalobos, a naturopathic physician from La Mesa. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.